Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah. The topic is Tranquility in the Homes. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah. We praise Him with a profuse praise as we've been commanded to do. He is the one who has made peace in our homes, the means by which the family attains unto felicity and contentment, and a means of ease for the hearts of people. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, the one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. May the peace and blessings be upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى, and take provisions, for indeed the best of provisions is the fear of Allah. O believers, أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that He's created us from one soul in order that we may find tranquility. For He says, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَجَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا لِيَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is the one who created you from one soul and created from it its mate that he might dwell in tranquility with her. The tranquility that's mentioned here indicates that the person finds comfort in her, so is able to live with her in affection, mercy, compassion, and love. This tranquility between spouses is the greatest tranquility we can seek amongst creation, for it is literally a sign from Allah. As He says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and of His signs is that He created for you from yourselves spouses, that you may find tranquility in them. And He has placed between you affection and mercy. This tranquility that is placed in the hearts of spouses is one that increases happiness and contentment in our homes. It is one that entails that each spouse value and honor the other, that they know each other's rank, that they are grateful for their efforts, and they recognize each other's devotion and sacrifices. This recognition is part of goodly character and entails an easygoing, tolerant nature, for it is with such lenience and expansion that the relationship will have the foundation to succeed. This is in accordance with what the Prophet ﷺ indicated when he said, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ, the best of you is the one who is the best to his family. From that which increases the tranquility in the house is when the parents assume responsibilities regarding the upbringing of children. They do this by ensuring that they strive for the best upbringing they can give them, for this in turn will allow them to respect the children, will allow the children in turn to respect and honor their parents. And all of this is in accordance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا, and we have enjoined upon man goodness to his parents. And such goodness is enjoined because it is an expression of gratitude. For being grateful to one's parents is an extension of one's gratitude to Allah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَبِّي أَوْزِعْنِي أَنَ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ. My Lord, enable me to be grateful for your favor which you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents. O Allah, increase our families in love and tranquility and bring this into our societies in the form of contentment and happiness, and bless our children. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.